So this is Renee from Music for Cancer in Quebec, Canada, and you're listening to punkradiocast.com.
I'm gonna find myself some brand new lungs, 'cause these ones are black and tired. I use them well and mind my health.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for tuning in to a very special volume of The Grind right here on Punk Radio Cast. My name is Chris. This is Volume 89, the Music for Cancer edition. Now, first off, I want to dedicate this show to any of you listening right now who have been touched by cancer in some way. You've lost a loved one, a friend. I know there's a few of my friends out there who have recently just lost relatives as well. This is going out to you. And the show is also and especially dedicated and going out to those of you who have defeated cancer, such as the reason that Music for Cancer exists. Now, if you're not familiar with Music for Cancer, I think the first part of the show today will be a great introduction to what they're doing. That song that I just faded down was some new stuff from the Swinging Udders. It's called Brand New Lungs, and it's just one of the many rare and unreleased songs included in the Music for Cancer charity double CD compilation recently put out by Jay Epina and the rest of the crew over at Music for Cancer. I'm not going to waste a whole bunch of your time off the top of the show trying to describe how wicked this project is, not only due to the bands and the unreleased rare, live, or exclusive tracks found within the 47 songs on this double disc, but for the reason behind it and the cause that it supports. Instead, I'll waste some time by giving you an idea of what's coming up in the show today. In just about 20 minutes, we'll be getting into a chat with Renee Epina that I recorded last week on the afternoon before the launch party in Montreal for Music for Cancer. You'll hear all about the project itself, the motivation, and the reason this family and so many bands have gotten involved with this cause. Also in the show today, I thought I would do a quick skim through some of my albums that have been kicking around the office and spin some tracks dealing not only with cancer and its effects on everyone, but the perseverance against this and other diseases that we face. We'll be getting into that after the Music for Cancer interview with Renee, but before that, I'm going to play some stuff from artists who are also featured on the charity compilation, which you can pick up now in either hard copy or digital through a bunch of different ways. While you're listening to me ramble on, before getting back to some music, if you're near a computer, you should hit up www.musicforcancer.com. Click on album and check out this awesome list of stuff that's on this compilation. And thanks to Music for Cancer, I have three copies of the compilation that we're going to give away on the show today to you, the Punk Radio Cast listeners. Okay, so the first three emails sent to us at the email address, thegrindprc@gmail.com, with the subject Music for Cancer, will win a copy of this 47-track bundle of awesomeness for a good cause. So send those emails to thegrindprc@gmail.com. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to kick it off by playing something from Wade McNeil from Alexis on Fire, his side project, Black Lungs. The Grind talked with him following a set in Edmonton a few years back about the feelings behind the song In Memory.
To a city in the south, and it's out. as a sin. Slowly the cancer wins. The cigarettes probably let it in. Slowly the cancer wins. Chemo doesn't work.
From the 1999 Fat release, More Betterness, that was No Use for a Name with Room 19. Tony Sly of No Use also contributing a solo track called Heal to the Music for Cancer compilation. Now, that song falls on the acoustic CD. We'll actually be hearing that in the midst of our chat with Renee, along with the full Swinging Udders song that we teased off the top, and another song from the punk CD in that compilation. Another name that shows up on the Music for Cancer comp is friends of the show, California's Chaser. This song isn't one from the album, but it's another great Chaser tune from their latest release, The Big Picture. This is Sickness on the Grind.
And the ones you love.
Why can't you see the damage done?
Tearing away from the ones you love.
And so it goes.
Say that prayer for me.
Oh,
all this was for saying.
No, no.
Honest, honest, I'm fine.
No, no.
Honest, honest, we're fine. Strong minds will survive.
Progress is made for some time. It's short, it went in no time. Although I hate to say it, you prove you must obey it.
Destroying more
than you know. You're giving in, we're not letting go.
Fucking them all.
Show. This is one of those rare ones off the compilation, California's Sidera with Fly to the Sun.
Walking through this nightmare, you'll open up your eyes. Well, you'll see.
And another California band making an appearance on Music for Cancer is the legendary 10-Foot Pole. This isn't on the compilation, but it's always been one of those songs that spoke to me more than others. This is 10-Foot Pole, Old Man. Up next, one of the bands that really got the ball rolling on this compilation. This version is off of the Frisbee release. That's the vinyl version of Coaster. No Effects with My Orphan Year. song to go before we get into the Music for Cancer interview with Rene Epina. This one's from the punk CD in the compilation from Oregon. This is Cigar with Killing Time. Back to the grind right here, volume 89. This is punkradiocast.com. I am Chris, and on the phone today we have Rene Epina, who hopefully I have not mispronounced his last name, but how are you doing today, Rene?
We're doing very, very well.
Fantastic. Now, we are talking to Rene regarding a big compilation CD. It's coming out. It's a charity. This is Music for Cancer. Let's just give us a little bit of a background history on the project itself. This is really a family project as well, right?
That's correct, because the whole thing started after my wife suffered from cancer in 2005. And following that, my son Jay decided to do something for cancer, and he decided to do a compilation album. And after that, I mean, things just went started with one message to one group. And well, before we go into that, Melanie Kay from Toronto, who's our PR person, she was the one that with Jay decided to work on this program, because she believed in the Music for Cancer project. Mm-hmm. And she encouraged Jay to keep on going with the project. So it died after for a certain time, and then starting of January this year, he started the project back again, and now we have the result of what we have. It's called the music album.
Fantastic. Now this this is a double album, and it has all sorts of awesomeness on it. International acts in the punk and ska genre, including a whole bunch of acoustic stuff and some unreleased tracks as well.
Yeah, that's correct. The musical album consists of two CDs, which is one acoustic and one punk rock ska bands, okay? In the acoustic CD, we have 22 songs. And out of these 22 songs, there are 16 of them which are unreleased or rare or written for Music for Cancer. And then we have the punk rock ska band CD, which is the old school punk rock, right, where on. We have 25 songs. And 17 songs are unreleased, rare, or written for Music for Cancer.
That is just fantastic. Now, cancer itself, on the show earlier this year, I did a fundraising thing. I'm follically challenged myself, so I couldn't cut my hair, but I had grown my beard for about a year. And we were able to, through the listeners of Punk Radio Cast and fans of The Grind and just various connections, we were able to raise $600 for this really important cause. Now, you guys, for every CD sold, you guys are donating $5 to the Canadian Cancer Society.
That is correct. $5 per CD are going to go directly to the Canadian Cancer Society for cancer research.
Excellent. And this is all registered with the Canadian Cancer Society as well.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't have done that without their approval, and we have a partnership with the Canadian Cancer Society, and everything's in agreement, everything's going as planned, and like, we're not doing anything behind anybody's back. That's one thing that everybody has to understand.
Most definitely. Now, I am talking to you the weekend before this album actually hit stores, and you guys have a big night and a big day tomorrow as well. You have the launch party, right?
Yeah, we're doing Jay's organized a launch party in Montreal. It's a two-day thing, a two-day gig, and there's one on Friday night. There's three bands playing, and which are local bands. And then the following day on Saturday, we're another three bands, and among them, one band is on the release album also.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Some of the other acts that are on the album include Strung Out, NoFX, Less Than Jake. We've got Tony Sly from No Use for a Name and Joey Cape from Legwagon in there.
Absolutely.
We've got Millencolin, Rufio, Death by Stereo, a whole bunch of stuff. What was the response from artists when Jay initially contacted them regarding this project?
You know, what was amazing is that the first message we sent was to NoFX. Okay, so we tried it and we said, hey, listen, this album was supposed to be at the beginning just underground punk rock music. But then Jay decided to send a message to NoFX. He said, I'll give it a try and see what happens.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And we got a positive response from NoFX. And then we sent another message to another group saying, okay, NoFX is joining the bandwagon, so you want to do the same? And so it went on and went on and went on. And as you can see, we have 47 songs, 47 artists, different artists on the albums. And it's great. They have a great response.
Yeah, now, like, pretty much everybody, I think it's hard to say that anybody in this day and age is not affected, be it personally or through family or friends, by this horrible disease, cancer. So I imagine that everyone was pretty much, it was an easy decision for them to get involved in this.
Well, yeah, because as a matter of fact, there are two bands on the album that they had cancer, and they're still fighting cancer, and that's why they decided to participate in this album also. So cancer doesn't affect just family and friends, it affects them, the bands and members themselves.
Most definitely. Now, going back to your wife, you said that this will be her her fifth year?
That is correct. On December 28th, of this year, 2010, she will be in her fifth year of remission, and she'll be cancer-free, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is awesome. More and more these days, we are hearing positive stories like this from people who are affected by cancer. I think the success rate, I don't have any stats handy right here on me, and if people wanted to find out more information, if you're listening in Canada, go to the Canadian Cancer Society webpage, or in the States, there's the American Cancer Society. And it seems like more people are successfully battling this horrible disease.
Well, the more we raise money, it'll go directly to cancer research. And, you know, there is cures for certain types of cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we ask the question, is there really hope when we speak of cancer? I think there is. There positively is. And do we need more money to beat this terrible disease? Absolutely. And can the artistic community help? More than ever. So the more artists we get and participate in things like we do, you know, the more money that the Canadian Cancer Research will get for, cancer will get for research.
Yeah. Now, are there plans? I know this, as I'm talking to you, you guys are just going into your big launch weekend this weekend, but are there any plans in the works for future concerts, perhaps around Canada or the States, with possibly some of these artists on the album?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, because we have artists from this album that have asked us to promote their return to Montreal in around January or February of next year. So we're working very hard with these people. For example, Tony Sly, Joey Cape, and all that. They want to come back, and they want us to organize their concert. And we're more willing. Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah, right on. That's great. This is just when I was actually working on my show for last week when this email came in from Melanie Kay, And I didn't even have to think twice. I mean, this is something that everybody, I mean, even for the sake of just getting good music, but everybody should get involved in picking this album up, or even just making an additional donation to the Music for Cancer Fund. People can find you online in a few different places, correct?
Yep, definitely. I mean, if you go directly on our website, which is musicforcancer.com, you get all the information you need. We'll also have posted where they can buy the album. And, you know, all we want is to spread the news. We want people to buy the album and help us make Music for Cancer the biggest musical fundraising campaign on cancer in North America, if it's possible.
Tony Sly with Heal.
Here comes the rally, the party parade. The marching band plays out a tune. A girl holds her hands in the air and points to the sky, blue. Somewhere between the depressing and gray, the celebration moves along. The crowd walks away sort of aimless, sort of gone. So much for the new song. Sing for the moment, then forget. Almost guaranteed. Revert and restore ignorance. There is no place for me. Burn down the walls in our minds that say you are nothing, go away. Savoring simplicity is the best way to an easier resolve. Letting the horses just trample away on the lawn. Suggestions, solutions, I've heard quite enough, but I can't get enough of your song. I can't believe my eyes. What the hell is wrong? Go away. You are nothing. Go away. Don't stay.
Congratulations to you and your family, not only in your wife's successful battle against cancer, but just for being involved in something like this. I think this is just an awesome project.
I mean, it started off like I said earlier. I mean, it started small, it grew big and bigger and bigger and bigger until we have this result where we have 47 different artists who decided that, yeah, we're going to join this in this project and we're going to try to beat cancer ourselves too.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if people are looking to pick this CD up now, or this double CD charity compilation, if you're listening right now on punkradiocast.com, guaranteed, this album is out. You can pick it up in major music stores across Canada. We're talking HMV, CD Plus, those kind of places. Online as well?
Yep, online. I think that you can buy it on Amazon.com or .ca, and you can buy the album from there.
Fantastic. That's just great. Just want to give your websites out again. It's www.musicforcancer, and that's numerical 4, so music4cancer.com. Or www.myspace.com/musicforcancer.
That is correct. And wouldn't it be nice the day where we won't have to hear our doctors say, sir, madam, you have cancer? Wouldn't
yeah.
that be great?
Oh, man, like, I can't say that I've personally ever had to be in a situation where I have that conversation with a doctor, but I've had many friends and family who have, and that's, you know, that's a life changer right there. That really makes you stop and reconsider things. But like we were saying before, more and more, it's not a essentially a death order. This is just something in our lives that we need to battle. And more with successful projects like this, it's going to be something that I think we can eradicate in a lot of our lifetimes.
Oh, definitely. And just because your doctor says, okay, you have cancer, doesn't mean it's a death sentence, as you said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you believe you can overcome this, you can overcome it.
Yeah, a lot of it is personal attitude towards it as well.
Absolutely.
Now, did your wife go through through chemotherapy treatments and all of that?
Oh, she went through chemotherapy. She went radiation treatments and all that. The type of cancer she had was a very aggressive form of cancer and very invading cancer, okay? And what she had, if we go into the terminology, is that she had a mediastinal cancer, which is the cavity between the heart and the lungs.
Oh.
And that she had a 10 by 12 centimeter mass, which was compressing the esophagus, the lungs, and the stomach. So when she started having the first symptoms of January 2005, she weighed 123.
Mm-hmm.
6 months later, when they finally diagnosed her with the cancer, she was at 105 pounds. And at her worst in October of 2005, believe it or not, and this is true, I'm the husband, I know, and Jay's the son also, she was down to 78 pounds.
Oh. Holy, speechless. That's something,
yeah.
That, I mean, it's clearly, it's a physical thing that attacks not only the person who's afflicted with it, but just seeing your loved one like that and all the mental duress that everyone is under involved with cancer.
You know, the person that gets the diagnosis of having cancer, okay, the person is affected by cancer, but it also affects the people beside, like me, for example. I'm the husband and all that, but nobody asked me how I felt during mm-hmm. that period of time. You know, the doctors don't care, but the other member of the family, they're treating the cancer and that's it.
Yeah.
But nobody asks how we feel.
And that's it's something that often goes overlooked in dealing with cancer, I think.
Well, I mean, the doctors treat the sickness, the disease, but they forget about the human being, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a lot of us. We're in our jobs doing the daily ins and outs, and sometimes you forget to just sort of step back. And it's a little shocking to be on the other side of that and see a doctor, you know, sees multiple patients a day, has many things that, you know, it's not just a deadline, you're working on specifically someone's life. People around the person who is affected by cancer, very, very, very strongly affected as well.
Yeah. We understand that with the situations with the doctors, they have a lot of work and all that, but, you know, like, there's still the aspect that, okay, there's just not the treatment that has to be done. You know, like, there's multiple things to take care of also. Is the mind also.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
You have to work that also.
Yeah. Now, will you guys possibly in the future up on musicforcancer.com and your other websites have possibly a forum or some area where people who are maybe going through cancer themselves or have a family member or a loved one who are affected by this, where they can get some feedback or ask some questions?
Well, if they want to send me directly messages to me, for example, all right, they can send it to me to my last name, Epinat, E-P-I-N-A-T, Renee at gmail.com. So they can send me their message, their cancer messages and all that, and I get back to them personally, so they'll get a response.
Excellent. That's you guys are doing great work over there.
We're doing our best.
Well, is there anything else you want to say on this topic, or just, I guess we could just remind people once again, musicforcancer.com. You can find out more info there. You can find the links to pick up the album, various upcoming performances and in-store promotions and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the only thing I would really want to emphasize, okay, is that with all the media that we're getting, the response from the media, all I can say to all the media people, okay, is that thanks to you, we are saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important things.
Well, it's all part of the network. I mean, you folks doing great things like that. If the media isn't shining a light on it, then a lot of times it does get passed over or missed.
Yeah, and also we also have other plans for another CD coming up next year, but that'll be in our website, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on that area.
That's just great. Once again, this is Renee Epinat from Music for Cancer. I can't stress this enough. Hit up the website, even if you're just curious as to what this album, charity album, entails. Musicforcancer.com. Renee, I want to thank you again for your time and for everything that you are doing with this.
It's my pleasure, and anytime you can give us a call, and we'll always update you on what's going on.
That is great. I like it.
Okay, great stuff.
Fantastic. Well, you guys have a great weekend, and I wish you lots of luck on your big launch tonight.
Okay, thank you very much, and hey, you guys have a good listen on this album. It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to find myself some brand new lungs, because these ones are black and tired. I'll use them well and mind my health. Ain't nothing but good up your thoughts. I've been bad, I know, and I'm sorry. You can smell the smoke break in my skin. But I had my way with the amenities that are brave than loose guns on my can. You always said, and I've something to come back to, that I will always have a home. Will you always be mine? That's who you belong to. You will never be alone. The boundaries of the poison sound, the bitterness is so profound. It's amazing how down and dirty others go. It's amazing how much you care at all. Take myself out and call it a day. But once I get some brand new lungs, be fit to go and spend them again. And the drunks all cheat and lie, as the sober ones all cry. They feel obliged to apologize, beg for forgiveness, make them feel alright.
That was Brand New Lungs from the Swinging Gunners. And that wraps up our chat with Renee from Music for Cancer. But we've got lots of show coming up for you today. Like I mentioned earlier, over the past week, I skimmed the CD stacks, vinyl piles, and digital playlists in the Grind's office and came up with some songs related to the struggle, the sorrow, the memory, and the triumph related to the terrible diseases like cancer. Time for some upbeat stuff, but hard not to think of this guy when thinking of punk and cancer. We lost him a few years back after a long fight with lymphatic cancer. This is Joey and the rest of the Ramones with I Wanna Be Sedated.
I'm Desperation strikes a nerve that I could never find. It's time to brace ourselves, face what we can't deny. This observation leaves me obsessing over far from grace this time. We're far from grace this.
We're far from grace this time.
Strikes a chord I can't define. This agitation leaves a taste I can't deny. With it pouring down, would you stay by my side? Stay by my side.
This conversation strikes a nerve that I can never find. This observation shows a far from gracious time.
Isolated from the Cause, coming off of their self-titled release, that was Canada's Passenger Action. It's been said that laughter is the best medicine. Well, if that's the case, there's a lot of big pharmaceutical companies screwing us in our wallets. Along with some laughter, another great medicine is staying positive and rocking out to some great tunes. Here's one now. This is The Souls with True Believers.
I met some people along the way. Some of them did, some of them stayed. Some of them walked, some walked. Some of them fall, but good or bad, I know them all.
Fade away. We are the true believers.
Another great band that always puts me in a good frame of mind is this next one. Right here on The Grind, this is a Wilhelm Scream off of their Runa release. This is Cancer Dream. Find this song on the Music for Cancer compilation CD, Death by Stereo, Forever and a Day.
Your whole life has been a fight. You keep on giving. taking selflessly. The world keeps on taking selfishly. You keep it bottled up inside. Feel the sting. Take another rain. Let's take another. Can't take away the pain, but I will fight with you forever.
little of the syncope threshold. That was Translucent off of The End of the Beginning. That California band is now under the name of I Omega, but they still shred just as fiercely. From their surprise EP, this is Jenny calling it bluntly with Fucking Cancer.
Happy eyes sunk in, still kicking, cancer clinging to the coattails of your youth. And in the stories you tell, I can see that it's starting to pull you down. A glass of wine while you drive, you're talking about your trip to New York back in 75 with the most beautiful wife. You had lunch with the president. Now everyone you know has grown from the seeds you sow. Your future is your son, son, son. Your future is your son, son, son. And you still treat your son the same, insinuating that you can control everything while age eats both of your brains. There is something in the past that leaves a bit of taste, but the horses, they need to be fed. And you're telling me about the teams you reffed in the old NHL. You'd be doing that now, but there was a church to sell. Oh yeah, everyone you know is growing from the seeds you sow. Future is your son, son, son.
It doesn't mean I'm the last in the line, and I don't know.
Your future is your son, son, son.
I feel about the pressure to make sure that the family grows.
Your future is your son, son, son.
It comes to everyone, but thank God you won't worry your son.
Your future is your son, son, son.
Eyes sunk in, still kicking, cancer clinging to the coattails of your youth. And in the stories you tell, I can see that it's starting to pull you down.
Remember me, this is One Shot Left.
Thank you. Stetson, your Stetson, dying skeptical. But I just did not know what to do. I just wish I knew. You said son, that you missed out to know. But I still miss you for each day that you've thrown away.
Also a band from the Meter Records roster, these guys were active in the late 90s. Coming from the Netherlands, that was Against Time with Bring Back My Smile. Now on to a band that spent their fair share across the waters. This is Winnipeg, Manitoba's High Five Drive with Never Give Up. Also check out the trailer online for the High Five documentary. Google it.
Screaming in my face, the obvious, so obvious it hurts. Turn my hair out, pacing back and forward. But nothing can replace, and we all know you can never get enough. Push the borders till the edge and farther still. So where do you go when you have nothing better? What do you do when you have no one, nothing? We all blame ourselves when the smoke begins to clear, and all that's left is an empty glass and an empty promise. Just leave me lying here, I'll squabble in my quest for sympathy. Just keep repeating and believing help is on the way. So who are you when reflection is a stranger, stranger? So who are you now? You watch your life just pass by, pass by. Don't just pass by. And is it just human nature to push all your friends away? A self-inflicted isolation, a DIY dismay. Is there any resolution if the solution will wear away? What little faith we have in life, we have in us. So where do you go when you have nothing better? What do you do when you have no one, nothing? Who are you when reflection is a stranger, stranger? So who are you now? You watch your life just pass by, pass by. Don't just pass by. Don't just pass by. Don't just pass by.
and I'm staring thin night as a rolling ground comes to a halt. A heart once close, I'm beating, but its memory lives forever, and our blurry eyes will make some sense of this. You will always be remembered, you will be celebrated. You will never be forgotten, these tears still haven't faded. I feel I'm awake today with this memory that was once misplaced, and I never thought I'd live to see this overpouring sadness. Our eyes wide, receptive, a family with cloud of fate, lies our heads around them. We'll help give direction.
Canadian band there, that was the Flatliners with Eulogy. This next band is coming from Montreal, and they've also directly been affected by cancer. Waldo, the bassist in Special Ops, was previously diagnosed and conquered cancer in 2008. But unfortunately, earlier this year, the band had to postpone some of their US tour dates due to Waldo needing treatment once again to battle this disease. Following his first successful round against the Big C, Special Ops wrote and recorded their latest, Through the Heart of the Infidel. This is coming off of that. This is Pressure. has had personal experience with cancer is Knapsack. From This Conversation Is Ending, starting right now, this is Cold Enough to Break.
Yeah! claims their
with Together from their How Far Shallow Takes You release from the turn of the decade. Before that, we heard some Artist Life with Waiting Rooms, another song about personal dealings with the disease. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the show today. Again, I can't recommend enough for you to go pick up a copy of the Music for Cancer compilation because it's jam-packed with tons of awesome music and because it goes to support a good cause in the research into defeating cancer. That's it for The Grind today. Keep your eyes out on our Facebook or MySpace pages for updates on the next new volume of The Grind. We've got one last track to leave you with in volume 89. This artist, I just couldn't leave out of this show. This is We Are the Undead from the Cancer Bats. Take care, everyone. Cheers.
We are the undead!